Blog Talk Radio. afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be in the world. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru and Rhode Island Psychic Medium. And I'm trying to turn this meditation off because I was just finishing a meditation and my phone's not cooperating here. So let me get this turned off and we will get started with the show. I want to be sure, too, that we're not interrupted by the phone. So I'm going to also turn that on quiet, although my phone always rings through to my computer, and I don't know how to stop that. So sometimes when I'm on the show, I get a phone call, and then next thing you know, it's ringing through the computer and interrupting. So if that happens, just ignore it. And I will not accept that call, and then we'll go on. So here we are, the end of 2018, getting ready to ring in the new year just a little while from now. Let's see, and tomorrow night. And if you're in Australia, of course, you are ahead of schedule, as Colette, my great and wonderful dear friend and colleague Colette Baron Reed says, you're in the future. I love that so very much. She's a hoot. If you guys don't know Colette, you have to check out her stuff. She's really fabulous, and I have learned so much from her over the years, and I'm so grateful for her support and her belief in me. In this work, and she has a lot to do with me being here today with you guys on the radio, absolutely for sure. And so I want to, you know, with that lead into what we are grateful for. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk a lot about the heart today and being heart-centered. And we're also going to say adieu to 2018. And I chose that word adieu because it literally translates into until God, which stands for a long-term farewell. And there are lots of us who are so happy that this year is coming to an end. And, I'm just going to get on Facebook Live here for my Facebook Live people and then we'll get back to rolling here. I don't want them to miss that. That's why I want to get on now, so they don't miss this great part here. Okay. Oh. I don't have any makeup on. Oh, my goodness. My Facebook Live people are going to have to wait a minute. See, that's the thing. That's the beautiful thing about radio is nobody knows whether you have makeup on or not. You can be in your pajamas and nobody even knows that. It's a wonderful thing. But when you're on camera, it's a nice idea, you know, to sort of look a little presentable anyway. Not that I'm not presentable without makeup, but the color here in my weekend house is, it doesn't look good on camera. The color in person is really pretty, but on camera, it doesn't look so nice. So I look really washed out when I'm in the living room of my weekend house, and I didn't want to be in the office today just because it's such a beautiful day here in New England and the sun is shining and I can see the water from the living room, the ocean. So I wanted to be out here in the living room this morning because it's so beautiful. But the coloring, like I said, on camera is not so good here for camera, the color of the room. The color of the room is a really pretty green. It's a light green. It's a cross between Sea foam. It's not really mint. It has gray to it, but on camera, it looks just gray. So it really washes me out. Blah, blah, blah. Enough about that. I'm so vain. I'm not usually, really, honestly, to be honestly truthful with you, but the coloring here really does make me look terribly washed out. But I'm not normally, I don't really care so much about that usually. Anyhow, all right, so, oh my goodness. Happy end of 2018. Woo-hoo-hoo! Aren't we happy about that? Been quite the year. And whether you're here in the States or if you're listening to me from Canada or Russia or Australia, New Zealand, Italy or France, England, I have listeners all around the world for which I am so blessed, so very blessed and grateful for every single one of you who tune into the show, whether live or on the replay, because I have so many people in other countries who listen, you know, they will often catch the show on replay because it's, I don't know, something like 2 o'clock in the morning in Australia right now. Although I have one faithful fan and follower who will often listen to the show, even though it's 2 o'clock in the morning in Australia live. Isn't that something? Yeah, she's really, really dedicated. And all right, so let's talk about, I don't like to focus so much on the news because, you know, it's the news and some of it's true, some of it's not, some of it's sensationalized, but really, we can't really ignore it here, what's going on here in the United States, particularly with this government shutdown. And isn't it interesting that this is how we're ending 2018, which the whole year has been really challenging and tumultuous here in the US, which actually affects the entire world because the dollar, you know, is a global currency, and anything that goes on here has effect around the globe. And so it's interesting, you know, that even for my clients who listen from other countries, what's going on here affects them as well. And you know, now we're seeing that DT number 45, the person who is sitting in at 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue in DC, I don't even like to say his name, is had one big major temper tantrum and has shut down the government. And what does that mean, right? And now he's threatening to take away aid to certain foreign countries if he doesn't get his way with the border wall. So I this year has been really sort of stressful for me because I just realized this actually a few weeks ago, that what I had been saying from sort of the beginning of this, the days when our this administration took to the White House, I didn't realize that it was a lot of it was prediction, and not just prediction, but I could see what other people couldn't see because, you know, I have the gift of seeing sort of through the veil, seeing what is underlying what's written. And I often forget that it's not what other people can see. And so to me, you know, now I'm going, oh my goodness, you know, when we look at what's happening with the Mueller investigation, and I'm not going to make this whole show about politics because it's not where I want to go with it. However, I feel like we have to talk about it somewhat because it's been a huge focus for this whole last year, whether you're in the United States or in Canada or in any part of the world, because it's been all over the media. And anyway, all right, so here we are. the end of the year with a government shutdown. There are families who aren't getting paychecks. There are people who are on furloughs. What does that mean? That means you get no paycheck when you're on furlough. I have a couple of friends who are furloughed right now. They've been furloughed for the last week and a half or so since the government shut down before Christmas. And what does that mean? Also, it means that if you're trying to buy a house, guess what? You can't get a federal mortgage because that department is shut down. So if you're trying to get an FHA loan, forget about it. Can't do it right now. And so most people don't understand the extent of what this shutdown does and is doing. And, you know, we're seeing in the stock market, of course, some of the effects already. But I feel like this is sort of just the beginning. And it's a difficult situation because if Congress plays into this temper tantrum for this $5 million border wall to get people back to their jobs and to get Americans, you know, there's something like 800,000 Americans who are affected by this shutdown, to get them get their paychecks rolling and so forth, then it's giving into a bully, right? And how crazy is that, really? All right, so I'm just getting on Facebook Live here. Sorry for the delay, guys. I turned the camera on and went, oh my God, you need some makeup. So it took me a few extra minutes to get on. So I'm here on Blog Talk Radio talking about this year sort of a little bit in review. And so it's been a tumultuous and tricky and difficult year. And this next year, astrologically, is going to be interesting. Even take the astrological things out of it. Just when we look at what's going on, here still in D.C. with the Mueller investigation, and now there's a new investigation coming up with the New Jersey Attorney General. New York Attorney General is already looking to file charges against Trump and his corporation, and now New Jersey has jumped in. And so it looks like number 45 is in some real serious trouble. And so what does that mean for all of us as a country, and also for the entire world? Because it's the United States that really keeps the world stable with its allies. And our current government has really done had some negative things to say about our allies and is changing gears, leaning towards people who have not been our allies and, who don't stand for what we stand for as Americans. And so it's going to be interesting this next year. Backing up about over the summer, I started recommending to my clients that they think about moving their money, their investments, to safer investments, change your portfolios around, because we were in for some bumpy times. And I think I've also said that on the radio in the past month or two as well. Things are not stable yet by any means. And just by looking at what's going on, we all know that. Okay. So just saying hi to everybody on Facebook. Hi, guys. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Sue. I know I'm late here, so probably some of my regular Facebook people didn't think I was coming on today. And I didn't give them any advance notice. It seems to me it takes forever for me to get ready these days to get things done in general. It seems to take so much longer. I don't know why. But So anyway, I don't want to stay on this political rant for too long. I just want you guys to sort of have a picture of, kind of like what's coming up. And I'm going to have some astrology on the show in January, some special guests, so we can see what's happening in the stars as well. And we do know that next June, there's a big astrological shift and things are going to have a shakeup. And that's going to be, you know, we're already seeing the housing market starting to slowly slide. I think we're going to probably continue to see that, although the Fed just lowered the interest rate on 30-year mortgages this week, you know, trying to sort of head that off. But it's too late. It's too late, baby. Now it's too late. I hate to say that. But anyway, we're in for a ride, guys. So thank God this year is over. But, you know, we're coming into an interesting 2019. Now, of course, there's always good with the bad. Nothing is ever all bad. And so my goal and sort of like what I want to share with you guys is that, good morning, Marianne, is that I want you guys to stay focused and heart-centered. So I was, good morning, Mary Ellen. I was really struggling with staying centered and focused, and I was actually really frantic. And at one point over the summer, I was having like anxiety and like real PTSD. It wasn't just with the political thing. I had a couple of incidences that I talked about previously where in 1 week I got verbally assaulted by two very angry men who don't know how to have a conversation with somebody. And anyway, and that kind of threw me into a PTSD spin. I've had a lot of trauma in my past, and I have talked about that too on the radio with you guys. And so I haven't had a problem with the PTSD in quite a while, but that threw me into a real spin. And then add the political situation all on top of that, and holy tamale. So fortunately, I have a really great team of helpers, and my beloved Dr. Bruce Berkowski has getting me back on track with all of that with a big regimen of supplements, believe it or not. That's really helping. And, you know, I have my team of people that I adore and love. You know, my body worker, Diane Myers, give you a shout out here. And my lovely, beloved Althea Gray. And, of course, Colette Marin Reed. And, you know, we have to have people around us. That's the whole point, right? That we have to have people around us who can support us and who are sort of like on the same page. Hey, Alex. Hello. Alex is in Germany. Oh, so exciting. I think it's probably, I don't know, maybe 8 o'clock at night or something in Germany. And so Alex will have the new year before we do. All right. So I actually want to do a kind of meditation with you guys to kiss 2018 goodbye and to welcome in 2019. And a part of this is last week when I was working with one of my students, my most seniorist student, we'll say, I often will go into a channeled state when I'm working with her. And I've channeled Jesus. I'm coming out of the closet here. I have channeled Jesus several times over the years. And I just channeled the Blessed Mother, which is the first time I have ever channeled her. And I was kind of shocked, sort of in a way, when she showed up. But then again, not really. Because I've always had a love for the angels and for the saints, and I consider the Blessed Mother and Jesus saints, just like Saint Michael or Archangel Gabriel, or Archangel Michael rather. You know, I consider them saints, and I feel that they're non-denominational and that they go across the board, no matter what religion you have or are. You know, and, you know, it's like the angels, like 98% of Americans believe in angels. And so for me, even though, you know, people say there's this hierarchy, well, I don't really, okay, maybe there is a hierarchy, whatever, but I just love and adore them. And I believe that there's no more difficulty, you know, in connecting with them as it is in connecting with your neighbor, right? Because as is above, so is below. And also connecting in with yourself, because when you are clear about who you are and what you stand for, you open the channels of really working with higher level beings. And I've done tons of personal development work over the years, and am so blessed and happy to be on this road. And so, you know, I'm not anybody special to be able to do this. I feel that everybody has sort of the ability to tune in. Is everybody a medium? People say no. Every medium is a psychic, but not every psychic is a medium, et cetera, et cetera. But we all have intuition built in. That's how we have survived all these thousands of years. Otherwise, we would have all gotten eaten by tigers a long, long time ago. A long, long time ago. Funny. My guides will just start dropping songs into my head. Even when I'm doing readings and groups and things, they'll start dropping songs into my head, and they always connect into somebody with somebody. So that being said, the message from the Blessed Mother was really clear, and it was very simple. And simple doesn't mean easy. The simplest things can sometimes be the most difficult. For example, when there's a phrase about a camel going through the eye of a needle. And what does that mean? You know, that means it's not rich or poor. It's how you are within your heart. Are you rich or are you poor within your heart? Are you generous? Are you grateful for what you have? That's what going through the eye of the needle, threading the needle is, right? And the more gratitude we have, the bigger our grace bank account gets. Now, it's sort of a borderline sketchy thing, right? Because if you are doing things to build your grace bank account, sort of, this is good. This is a good deed. So that's going to give me points, right? It's going to build up my bank account. Oh, that's a $10 deposit. No. It does not work that way. Totally doesn't work that way. When you are grateful and when you are generous and when you give from the heart with just love, right? It doesn't matter how small the thing is that you give. And it can be giving of your time, which is a huge thing because, you know, we don't always value our time as much as we really should. And what are you doing with your time throughout the day? I can get on a social media binge where I just can't seem to get off Facebook, or, you know, I'll be searching in the marketplace for something or other. Like right now, I'm actually looking for a rental or a house to buy, depending on what comes up. And, you know, it's interesting where I've been in this position before where I haven't had a lot of time to find a place. And something always, the perfect thing always comes up at the end, you know, but I am intending that the perfect place is going to come up not under the wire. It's going to come up earlier than under the wire. Mary Ellen Smith on Facebook says, never next charge for entertainment with you, Cynthia. Thanks, Mary Ellen. You know, it's funny because in my chart, this is a whole nother subject. So we have 12 chakras, and we have an archetype for each of those chakras. So we have the 7 physical chakras, and then we have the 5 spiritual chakras. And one of my points, I think it's in my soul point, I have to look, or my life purpose point, one of them, I actually have an entertainer archetype. And so that's what, you know, keeps me going, keeps you guys entertained. I hope you are entertained. One thing I've never been told is that I'm boring. I've always been told, well, you're always very interesting and you never know what's going to come out of your mouth. And that's really true. You never know what you're going to get. That's what I hear all the time. And that's true. I don't like boring. What can I say? It's just who I am. And so the Blessed Mother's message was one of the heart. It was one of living in the heart, coming into heart center. And I have to say that leading up to her appearance, I was feeling much more heart-centered and much less frantic, even with everything that's still going on in the news, even prior to the government shutdown here in the U.S. You know, a month ago or so, I would have been frantic. But I have really had a big shift the last several weeks or so, and I've been able to come back to center and you know, and know that for some reason, this has to happen. You know, for some reason, we have this person in at 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue who is shaking everything up and really disrupting things in a way we've never seen before. You know, it really, to me, boggles my mind that from the beginning, he was breaking constitutional law. And nobody said much about it. And I am a political person. I always have been. My grandfather was head of the Republican committee here in the state in the 70s. So I was brought up with politics. But for me, it means so much, and it means so much to each and every one of us. And for God's sakes, if you don't vote, people, get out and vote and vote. Okay, I'm trying to be done with this political rant. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, you guys. Deb O'Connor, the Blessed Mother, is a guide for me. Oh, Deb O'Connor, I am not surprised by that. Deb is the most saintly, calm, wonderful, gentle being that I know. I'm not surprised that the Blessed Mother is a guide for you. I can totally see that in every aspect of you. My screen looks terrible here. Oh, my goodness. Let me try to clean that. Slightly better. Sorry, guys. The lighting here is terrible. Oh, that's a little better. Oh, the sun's reflecting off the window. Hello. Okay. So I want to... I want to invite you all to take part of a blessing here. This is I'm going to say it's a blessing for all of time and space. It can go back into the past. It can project into the future. Most importantly, it's a blessing right now in this space where you're at. And I don't know if you noticed, but my voice shifted. And this is come into the heart space. So when I say come into the heart, your voice will actually shift. And you will feel sort of a sense of peace come over you. And it's interesting because when I'm channeling, depending on who I'm channeling, that happens. And sometimes I get a little anxiety because I do work with some very interesting folks with some very powerful information. Anyway, so I would like you all, whatever you're doing, wherever you're at right now, if you're driving the car, do not do this meditation. Come back and listen to the replay, or pull over to the side of the road and put the car in park and stop, if it's safe for you to do that. So I'd like everybody to get really comfortable with your feet on the floor, or you can lay down on the floor, in bed, whatever, wherever you're comfortable. And I'd like everybody to take a nice deep breath in. And as you breathe in through your nose, Notice that the breath coming in through your nose, down through your sinus cavity into your lungs, bringing the focus down into your heart, down into the center of your chest. The high heart is slightly above the physical heart and more to the center. And the high heart connects us through the roof of our mouth to our third eye, out into spirit. So if you can put your tongue to the roof of your mouth, right where your teeth meet your gum, the inside of your roof of your mouth, your gum line, you'll feel a small indentation. That spot is the portal to connect into your third eye. So everybody take a nice deep breath in. Now that you're focused in the heart chakra, centered, just let all the stress of the year, of the holidays, of the week, of the day, of the moment, just let it all float away, fall off, just like rain, a gentle rain, washing it all away. Transporting it into the earth. Earth will be able to reuse it, to recycle it, make something good out of it. Just allow this beautiful soft rain shower to flow over you and wash all your stress and troubles away. And as all your stress and troubles gently are being washed away, purification, cleansing. Now know that you are being blessed. And whatever that means for you, whether you call upon God, Allah, Buddha, Jesus, the Blessed Mother, or Spirit, God, Goddess, Universe, whatever that is, ascended masters, know that now they fill the room and they are bestowing a blessing upon you and all those that you come in contact with and touch. As we bring this year, this calendar year, to a close, and we are ready to flip the page to a new month and a brand new year, brand new start, coming into center. You may even feel a touch on your head. It may seem like the room gets very bright. Just breathe it in. Take it all in. And know that no matter what, we have these high-level beings to help us get through difficult times. And we have to rely on each other, community. Really, really important. So take the light. Imagine now you have a light, a candlelight in your heart, burning in your heart. And you can now take that into your hand. Imagine you have this candle now with this candlelight in your hand. And you now are going to take that light out into the world, shining, brightening up the darkness, shining your light. That's the Blessed Mother's message. Open your heart, share your heart, shine your light. And come back to the room, back to the present time and space. Oh, I love you too, Deb. Good morning, Susan. Preach, baby. Yeah. Kathy says, oh my God. So, you know, it's so funny. Mary Ellen says, I have trouble wrapping my head around current politics. I am with you, Mary Ellen. There's no way to make sense of it. That's just the bottom line, you know. It's been spoken about for many, 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 many generations and decades that it would be a United States leader that would change the world. Not in a good way. But then on the flip side, it was the American women who saved the world. So ladies, and anyone who loves women, because this isn't just, you know, hard and fast to somebody who is in a female body, but anybody who loves women, who loves the feminine, who embodies the feminine spirit, we are the ones who are going to change and save the world. What does that mean? That means you've got to shine your light. That means you have to live your soul purpose. Who are you really, right? Part of my soul purpose and my life's mission is I have a big teacher archetype, and I'm meant to teach. And you know, in that teaching, it's like, it's funny because some of my people say, going to church with Cynthia on Sunday. What does church mean? Does church mean that you have to subscribe to a religion? Absolutely not. Church means when you connect into your heart, when you connect into something bigger than you, no matter what you call it. That's church. Church is all around us. Church is not about religion. Church is spirituality, right? So spirituality is all around us. It's in nature. It's looking out at the water and enjoying it. It's a moment of fullness and enjoyment and being in the heart. That's going to church, baby. And so as we are ending this year, I want you to go to church, whatever your church is, okay? I want you to go into your heart. I want you to feel the love that's all around you, no matter how big or small. Don't look for it outside, but look for it within your heart, and then bring that out to the universe, right? And then look for people who are with you in that. Look for people who are full of love and want to share that. Look for the helpers in the world. Be a helper in the world, right? That's going to church, baby. Be the change. Be the light. That's the best thing in the world that you can be or do. And it doesn't have to be big. You don't have to be in front of hundreds of thousands of people. You don't have to be on the radio, right? It can be within your family. It can be within your neighborhood. It can be in a community. It can be in a book club. It can be wherever you meet with people. But we have to be with people. So, 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 so very important. All right, so I'm going to take, a couple of callers here. You guys are so good. Oh, my God. You stay on the line forever, hoping to get on the air with me. And I thank you so much for being that and for doing that and for your patience. I love you so, 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 so much. All right, so the first caller I'm going to go to is area code 805, and the last four digits are 6979. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia Fontaine. Who am I speaking with? Hi, caller. I don't know if
Hello?
I did that. Hi,
Hello?
This is Cynthia. Who's this?
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
I have a question. I do meditation every morning, and about
yes.
a week and a half ago, I was sitting in my meditation, and a message came through. It wasn't my thought. It came through very lovingly and said it's coming soon. So I'm expecting something, whether it's going to be meeting a new partner or more money coming in or something like that, and I just wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
Okay, so say that again. So you're in meditation, and a message yes. is coming through.
Yes, and it said it's coming soon. And I felt all this, my whole body encompassed all this love. It was wonderful.
Oh, that is wonderful. So I want you to listen. So I like to teach, right? Because I want people to stay in their power and own their power and not give their power up to anybody, including me. So I want you to think about the words that just came out of your mouth. Right. What was a key word the feeling
know.
What was the key word about the feeling?
It was love. I felt love. I felt love encompass my whole body. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I want you to really focus on that. Okay.
Okay.
So what my guides are saying, they're giving you a teaching moment here, right? So you have the clue of what is coming already within you.
Okay.
Okay. So when we focus on love, so it's interesting because they're saying you're going to have two options.
Oh.
So now they're playing a little bit. Now they're laughing a little bit, right? So you already have the clue of what's coming. Now my guides are going to chime in a little bit, and they're going to say, she's going to have two options. The last time you were in a committed relationship, was it about 4 or 5 years ago?
It was a little longer than that. It was longer.
Okay.
It was about 10 years ago, yeah.
All right, what was going on in your life 4 or 5 years ago?
Not too much, really. Just, I'm retired, so just, taking walks, going to the gym, visiting relatives.
Okay.
Yeah.
So usually when they pick out a particular time frame, there'll be some connection between what was going on in your life then to the question that is coming up now. So I want you to reflect on that. And, so, you know, when I get people in the hot seat, and it's happened to me too, what was going on then? Well, not very much. And then all of a sudden, you know, you start thinking and you go, oh, wait a minute. My aunt passed away, or I retired, or I changed jobs, or I had to have a new roof put on, whatever, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So oftentimes, in the moment, things don't come up, right? The recall sometimes is a little bit delayed. So I'm going to ask you to really sort of spend some time and look at what was going on between 4 and 5 years ago in your life in general, because they're connecting that, they're bridging that to now and to the question with relationship and with love. Now, are you about 67 now?
I'm 64.
64. Okay. So, I don't know why they're bringing the year 67 in, because I saw 64, but then I saw 67. So really cute. They're showing me a ring on your finger at 67.
Oh my gosh.
But they said, don't worry, don't panic, right? It's not, they're like, it's not going to take 3 years, but it might take that long for the ring. Okay.
Okay.
So I do see a ring on your finger. They're showing me the age of 67, and you are absolutely beaming, beaming, beaming. So your homework is that feeling of love that you felt in meditation. I want you to embody that as many times throughout your day that you can.
Okay.
Because that's the key to manifesting what we want in our life, is by feeling it already there. Because when we feel like it's missing, it keeps it away from us. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Because when we want something, that sends the energy out to the universe. Oh, well, she wants it means she doesn't have it, right? Okay, well, the universe responds to positive, and, you know, and I do this exercise with some of my clients who are trying to manifest the perfect partner, whether it's a man, woman, you know, whatever, that they take a sheet of paper and draw a line down the middle, and they write all the positive things on the left side of what they want in a partner, and all the negative things that they don't want on the right side of the line. But then you have to take all those negative things, like say, for example, you write, I want somebody who doesn't smoke, or I want somebody who doesn't drink, right? That's a negative statement, and the universe doesn't hear the word not or don't. The universe goes, drink. Okay, we'll give her that, or we'll give him that. And ta-da, there's this person before you, right? That smokes, that drinks, that whatever. Oh, God, that can't be right. Manifest to her. So what you do is you have to take all of the things that you don't want and transpose them into a positive. So you might say, I want somebody who lives a healthy lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
Right? You got that? Once you have all the negative things transposed to the positive, then you make a master copy of it, and then you take that master copy and you copy it by hand in handwriting with real ink, not on a computer, not printing, in red ink, and you rewrite it, the entire list, and you burn it. And you do that every day for 30 days. And then you forget it. You put the master copy in an altar, in a God box, and, you know, whatever, and then you forget about it. And you go on and live your life. You live in love, and you live in your heart chakra. You know, we can't do that 24 hours a day. It's impossible because life happens, right? But you want to remind yourself to come back to that feeling, to that space, because now you know what that feels like, that being totally embraced in love. You want to come back to that as often as you can.
Okay.
Right. And my guys are like, they're jumping up and down and they're going, hooray, 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 she's got it.
Yeah.
Right? Hooray, 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 she's got it. And, namaste from India. Oh, sorry, I got distracted. Squirrel. That's on Facebook. So we have India in the house. We have Mansil, and if I'm saying your name wrong, I'm sorry, from India here. And so you're getting a lot of, prayers and things on Facebook and all that. So know that they're saying, you've got this, right? You've got this. And I feel like you really withdrew sort of in a sense from society and from love. Because did you have a death? One of your partners pass away?
Yes, he did. He drowned.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Because they're showing me it was related to a death, a love relationship that was around a death. And so it's been hard. It was hard for you. You withdrew, and it's hard then to put back out and trust, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really hard. So I my heart goes to you. It doesn't matter how we lose our loved ones. It's always hard. But when it's sudden and unexpected, those are the most difficult, and they really throw us off our game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I understand. I really, really do. I lost my brother to suicide 5 years ago, and that, it took me a long time to get sort of out of, I went to hiding for 6 months, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Totally was good, so I get it, right? But for you, they're saying she's back on board now. You've got both feet in the water, and it's interesting that they're using water and on board, right? Being a drowning accident. And they're like, nope, she's got both feet on the water, in the water, she's back on board, she's ready to roll. So the things that you've done in these last 10 years have really brought you a sense of peace, and somewhat of an understanding. Now, has he come to you in dreams or in meditation? Because I feel like he has, or he's tried to.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's interesting because we never know what our. I use the phrase when our number is called. It's like when you're. It's funny. I worked in a meat market when I was in high school, and. And my partner is a butcher. So that's how I met him. Years, 35 years ago. And so it's funny because I always see the number that you pull at the, like at the meat counter or at the deli. And so when your number's pulled, we never know when our number's going to be pulled. And 99% of the time, it's an exit point that's been charted. There's that 1% when we are just in the wrong place at the wrong time and freak things happen, right? For him, it was a freak accident, but it was in his chart that he had the exit point built in.
Oh.
So we have 5 exit points that we build in when we're sitting with our team on the other side before we come here. When, you know, when they say come down, this is where we come to. And we build 5 exit points in. One is birth or in utero. And then we pick an old age. And then there are 3 other exit points in the between where we have the opportunity to say, you know what, I've done enough this life. Time for me to go. So my brother, when I wasn't able to look at his chart initially, but when I was finally able to pull his chart, some people call it, I call it a chart, some people call it the Akashic Records, there was nothing past 47 for him. He wrote 47 as his end point in his lifetime. So whether it had been, if he had gotten, you know, he had a motorcycle accident, that year, within a year, he got hit by a car. And so whether it, you know, it's that, it's an accident, it's sadly taking your own life, but his chart ended at 47. That was it. So we do pick an end date. You know, most people pick it at an old age, but then we have the 3 exit points in between. So he really wants you to, it's interesting because he's showing me that you're uplifted and that you uplift other people. Would you say that to be true?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's really proud of you that you have been able to get through this. And now that you have been able to not only lift yourself up, but now you lift up other people around you as well. He's really proud of you. And he's like, your work is not over, though, even though you're retired.
Right.
He's like, your work is not over, even though that you're retired. So do you teach meditation or yoga, or have you ever thought about it?
No, I just primarily just do it myself every morning for 40 minutes, but I've never thought about teaching it or anything like that. But I think that, so I just do it myself.
Okay. We're almost out of time, honey. We've got a minute left. I want you to take that sort of thought away going into 2019. 2019 is all about what we want to create and bringing it to creation within the year, because 2020 is not going to be a year to start things. So take that thought away, and know that the love is coming. I see a 67, but it's not going to take that long for him to get here. But I feel like you'll have 2 options. Choose carefully.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I have to wrap up because we're out of time here. Thank you so much for calling
Thank
in.
You.
I wish you, the most blessings for the closing of the year and 2019. And thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys. I'm going to hang out on Facebook for a little while. Not too long because I have a date with my daughter. We're going to go to the spa, well, to the nail salon. all right, guys, so check out my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. I have a new class that is up. You guys can sign up for the new class. It's 20% off only until January 6th. after that, it goes up to the regular price. If you haven't taken a class with me before, then you need my permission to be able to do that. Okay, guys, I got to run. I love you all so very much. I'm sorry for all the callers I didn't get to. I'm going to make one day that it's just taking calls. And so you guys can all call in, and it's just going to be about taking calls and doing readings for you guys. I think that's probably going to be, I'm going to say 2 weeks from now, probably not next weekend, although I have to look at my calendar and see when I have astrology coming on. Okay, guys, I love you here on Blog Talk, and I love you on